Now hiring full-time Class A CDL drivers and diesel mechanics. Giant Eagle's warehouse facility, American Seaway Foods in Bedford Heights, offers excellent benefits and incentives. Drivers are home daily and take part in a driver incentive program. Class A CDL license and 1 year of experience required. Diesel mechanics receive an annual tool allowance and need 3 to 5 years experience. Interested candidates should visit GiantEagle.com/warehouse jobs to apply. That's GiantEagle.com/warehouse jobs.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Love Warrior, and I am so excited about you joining me today on Love Your Making here on Josie's Inspirational Network on the platform of Finding Your Way with Kayla Padgett. Oh my God, you know, we talked about last week how amazing, there you go, I did the wrong thing, how amazing just a new collaboration is. It is just with every week we find out just how connected we are all over the world. I think today we got a message from our brothers in South Africa, the ministries there. They're hearing us all over the continent and other foreign countries and of course here in America, and it's just phenomenal. Those of you who know me know that I've been a part of the Blog Talk family for a number of years, I guess probably since 2008, so, and before then, just real familiar with radio, particularly in the Richmond area, Richmond, Virginia, where I was on Faith Radio a number of years and on cable. And but you know, radio is my love. Hey, Dr. J, thank you for joining. Listen, for the next 20 minutes, I just want to share just a deep regarding love you're making. I am speaking to an audience, particularly of women in leadership. Men can listen as well, too. Don't mind, join the company that's there. But I have a burden on my heart to encourage and to educate and to inspire and to hold accountable, if I have the authority to do that, those of us who are in leadership. The Bible says that we should provoke one another to love and to good works. And certainly I want to be found being about my Father's business in that regard. So I want to thank all of you for joining. I'm glad I have some prayer power here. Brother Jody Aubrey is joined. My niece Lily Harris is joined. And then all of you all over the continent. So you know what I do? I start out with prayer. So I'm praying with you. And I want you to pray with me. And we're praying for the whole world, particularly the USA. If we're going to make America great again, then we have to be a part of the process, all right? So come on, pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. Father, we magnify your name this day. Truly, you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You're the great I am. You're all of that. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Pisgah, our righteousness. You are Jehovah Shema, our peace, all of those things. You are who we need you to be in this day, and who would love a God like you? We ask you to be a part, be the anchor, and certainly let Dr. Reed be the co-anchor of this broadcast today, that we might see yours, your leaders all over the world, oh God, calling them, oh God, to a higher standard of leading. But first of all, we want to call them to a higher standard of just being, living and moving and having their being in you. Before a leader is made, of course, you make that individual. And so we are thanking you that you you have your hands on us, that we're on the potter's wheel and we are being made whole every day, every time you touch us, every time wisdom whispers in our ear, the Holy Spirit leads us. We're being made. We're being made every time we're corrected and reproved. We're being made every time we're being taught. We're being made every time we're being called to a place of understanding, not leaning on our own, but in all our ways, acknowledging you. So, Father, we just ask you to bless this broadcast, the mission that you have given yours truly to accomplish, oh God, and knowing that I can't do anything without you. You back at me, we can get it done. So thank you for those that are listening that might be edified by it all, again, all over the world. Father, you're amazing. Your love is awesome. And you want us, Father, to be found. The scripture says, reminds us, and I pray the scripture today, be ye holy, for I am holy. Oh, my God, can you talk about that, Father, in this prayer? We know that if we find ourselves living and moving and having our being in you, we have to be able to fulfill that mandate. And so we trust our being inside of you, Father. Bless me again so that what I say will be clear and what I hear you say. Amen. Like Jesus prayed. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I wanted to get that prayer out. Thank you, my classmate Marcia, for joining. My brother Keith is joining. Rebecca, all of you. And if I don't call you out to the end, it's not, I acknowledge you, but when once I get in the flow, only have 20 minutes left, and I'm trying to get it all in. And I have a lot to get in, okay? Thank you, Valerie, for joining. Let's get right to it, okay? Want to be relevant to today. I will talk biblically about the scripture, but I want to speak to us as contemporary, as leaders of this day. What is God calling us to be about? Certainly, he's not interested in whether we are well-known, could care less. He's not that concerned that you're filling stadiums, you know, so people can come and see you. If Christ be lifted up, he'll do all the joy. So numbers are not an issue for God, but he is concerned about your heart. He is concerned about your representation of him. He is concerned about, like Jesus said, Father, I only say what I hear you do. He is concerned about our character. Yes. He is concerned about how we treat one another. He is concerned about us growing in him. He is concerned about us walking in integrity. There's a scripture that says, and I know it's in there, you go look it up. It says, I desire truth in the inner man. And so there are places that we want to go in leadership, but unless that man, that inner man, is being made, being subject, being taught by the Holy Spirit to increase in the things of God, then there's nothing publicly we can do for any glory of our own, because all the glory belongs to God. But we don't do God a favor if we come out, as it were, half-baked. Pastor Brodus, Pastor Judas, I see you there. God bless you, men and women of God. And so I want to talk to leaders today about, Brother Judas will appreciate this topic, living in process as a leader. You know, the you being made first before you become a leader, or before you endeavor to take on the full role of leadership. There's a question that Jesus well-known preached it, and we heard it preached and all like that, but I want to delve in it a little bit further today. I may have talked about it a little bit on last week. He asked Peter, do you love me? Peter said, you know I love you. Asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Of course, he said, feed my sheep, he's time. But he asked him three times, and Peter got exasperated with, as it were, being like with God, you know I love you. And then he said, well, feed my sheep. If there is to me, I want to just put this to you. Consider this. There is something that I believe that Jesus wanted Peter to question within myself. Peter, do you love me enough to trust me and obey me? Do you love me enough to become like me? Do you love me enough to do it my way? Do you love me enough to follow me as an example first? You know, again, I want to reference back to what Jesus would often say. I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I hear the Father, what I see the Father do, rather. And so that Jesus gave us an example of what it meant to be subject to God and the way he talked. And then heaven knows what kind of conversations Jesus would have with God when he would pull away and pray alone and be built up after each time he came out and do a public ministry. But I want to go back to this part about what the scripture says. Scripture says Jesus grew, my God, and waxed strong in wisdom and favor with God and with men. Jesus grew. Jesus waxed with wisdom and gained favor with God and with men. And so the growing part is what I want to talk about today. Because the growing was not just for him to grow. He knew what his mission was. He knew what his purpose was. He knew why he was sent to the earth just there. That was all taken care of. That was all written before he even came down in the flesh. But because he was walking this earth as an earthly man, he went through the same processes that we have to go through. You know, we have to grow. And so you see him at 12 going in the temple and questioning the religious leaders and that kind of thing. And when his parents caught up with them after 3 days and inquired, why did you leave us? He said, you know, what you know I must be about my father's business. Well, then that was 12, and then you don't hear him anymore until he's in his 30s, early 30s. And then, you know, his mother has him at a wedding, and she compels him to, and he makes the wine after the wine had run out, and it was the best taste of wine they had all evening, that kind of thing. You see him working miracles. What happened between 12 and 30 or 31 or 30, whichever way, 3 years after that, he got in his thirst. This is the clue for me. He spent that time growing, learning. Of course, he knew the Torah. He knew the all the Old Testament. He could quote Isaiah and all those kind of things, all that. He knew all of that. He knew what was the law, which had already been written. In fact, many times when he was talking, he reminded the scribes and the Pharisees of what had already been written. So he knew he had learned the law. Where else did he grow? Let's get a clue. When it was time for Jesus and his disciples to pay taxes, they came and he said, well, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Of course, they had no money at the time, so he told his disciples to go down and catch a fish, open up the fish mouth, and there he is, and go pay Caesar. So he was a man that was acknowledged and was aware that there were some earthly responsibilities that he had to attend to, which was paying his taxes. So we can say he was a man of what? Integrity. Well, some leaders, not calling any names, I can call some numbers, start with 45, don't pay their taxes, or we don't know how they pay taxes or whether they're paying the right taxes or whatever like that. Integrity is so important. We grow in walking in truth. That was my point on that one. So truth is very important as we grow as a leader. And Jesus told the truth, or he handled his business in a truthful manner. In other words, his render to Caesar what Caesar. Oh, come on, Dr. V, come up with something a little bit more weightier than that. That's just like too simple. Okay, well, another way that Jesus grew was this, and I want to stretch you, but I'm stretch you in the vein of which I'm called, right? There's another scripture. I told you, but I'm not going to do all the work. You go do the work. We'll research that stuff. There's a scripture that says Jesus loved Mary, Lazarus, Martha. He loved them. He spent time with them. He spent time in their home, teaching, whatever, relaxing, resting, you know, pulling away. I don't know what all of their social engagements were, but he spent enough time with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. He developed a relationship with them, and the scriptures say he loved them. Well, what does that have to do with growing, and what does that have to do with the process? Let me tell you something. I've been around 32 years, going on 33, in leadership, and the most disheartening thing I've experienced as a young and growing leader, and now 65 and pushing, 64 and some change. Y'all remember that? 64 and some change. I am remembering times of where I saw leaders who were not loving, leaders who were harsh, leaders who stood behind their titles. I'm prophet and I'm bishop and I'm teacher. I'm pastor this and that. And treat people like dirt, or treat people rudely or unkindly or worse. Or what have you. And so that I got a clue that part of the process of growing as a leader, you need to learn how to love somebody. And the Bible says that in all your things, everything that you do and everything that you do it what? In love. It's not just you doing it, but there's a way you do it. Amen? You do it in love. I see you, Amelia. God bless you. I love you, sis. And so that when we think about all over the world, I don't care what country, what language, nation you're from, that's there. If you say you are of Christ, if you say you are a leader, if you say that God has called you, he has some business that he wants you to handle of his, then he wants you to walk in truth. Mm-hmm. He wants you to obey the law of the land. He wants you to love his people. As part of my calling and part of my anointing as a counselor, and I can tell you the many, many years that I've counseled people from all different Christian denominations and walks. Nobody got the corner on this. I've always had someone to come and share with me a sad story, a heartbreak story, a church hurt story, as it were, about a leader who was not loving and unkind and insensitive. And I could, the list could go on and on and on. So my challenge here on Love Your Making is I want you to fall in love, like Phil said. I want you to begin to love your life. I want you to begin to embrace being made in this image of Christ himself. I want you to embrace truth, and I want you to embrace the process of learning how to love not only others, but yourself. The Bible says love others, love your neighbor as you what? Love yourself. Then the big quote in you ought to get is, if you run across a whole lot of leaders that are not loving and unkind to other people, then make that great assumption. They don't love themselves. It's like when women come to me and they want to talk about how rude and how hard it is for them to love their husband. I said, baby, he can't love you because what? He don't love himself. And then you don't love God. Because if you love God really, like, and respond to God really like he really wants you to, it'll be okay for you to love yourself. Because that's what the word says. you know, love your neighbor as you what? Love yourself. God wants us to love ourselves. He don't want us to be full of ourselves. That's a different story. That's a different place. But God wants us to love ourselves, and he wants us to love him, and he wants us to love his people. So Jesus grew in loving people. He took time to develop relationships. There were healthy relationships, strong relationships, positive relationships. And there he did. Stephanie, thank you for joining. God bless you. Listen, I'm here on Joseph Inspirational Network. We got about 5 minutes left. I want to try to tell you one more thing before I go. We're going to begin to expound on this, but I want to tell you this in light of I'm getting ready next week. I start my first week of training, Trusted Advisors. You know, that's a name I coined. It's not, you know, I didn't invent it. I just coined it for the mission that God has gave me, and that was to encourage leaders to the place that they become safe place and get sound, whole, truthful, honest, loving, corrective, inspiring advice about life. And if they haven't been able to find it, were in their homes, in their churches, on their businesses or whatever like that, do their mentoring relationships, do their coaching relationships and that kind of thing, then I believe that God has called me to create an army, and I chose this number out of the air, 120 women, particularly men too, if they desire to be led this year to train 120 persons, people of God, on a formula that God has given me concerning becoming a trusted advisor, a safe place. The Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there's much safety. And so I want to dig a little bit deeper than just being a counselor. Dig a little bit deeper than just helping somebody fix an emotional problem or a spiritual problem, but we want to be what? Made whole. Amen? And so I'm believing that through what God has given me, the spirit of love, the spirit of increase, and the spirit of truth, intent, intensity, integrity, and based on a book that I've taught for many, many years in Bible college called The Making of a Leader by Frank DiMaggio, that's one of our major textbooks, and then what God has given me, and what my staff of instructors are going to share with us in regard to that context of intent, intensity, integrity. It's time. We need safe places. You know, I believe that certainly God has called many of us to leadership, but have we really taken the time to work on ourselves to the degree that we walk in love, we walk in increase, and we walk in truth, so that we may be safe for others who want to come to us and source from us what time it is in their lives. A seer will do that. They will see the vision of Christ inside of you, and when they don't see that, they have guts enough to tell you, listen, hey, Dr. V, you're a little bit too far to the left or a little bit too far to the right. And what we find sometimes is, particularly when we're called earlier, that if we don't have a trusted advisor in our lives, we don't have a seer in our lives, then we will go too far to the left and too far to the right. You know, I was blessed with some strong, strong leadership when I first Erling Lands, Dr. Brenda Wright, Mother Massenburg, Mother Winfrey. I got spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers, Apostle P.D. Mason, you know, Apostle Sharon Jones, you know, even Pastor Sharon Broder, some of you that are on this line. You know, you have imparted into my life and helped me to continue to grow. You understand when I say growth is a continual thing. It is not you just arrive and all of a sudden you got all the answers, you can do everything right. But we need to stay in a posture of learning how to be and live and move our have our being in Christ Jesus. And sometimes we need others on the outside of us to be our reflectors, to be our mirrors, and see into us, you know, and love us enough, to, like I say, pull our skirt tail or pull our pants leg and say, hey, let's get it right. You know, let's really get it right. Let's slow down a little bit, because God is going to give you responsibility for a lot of people one day. Or it could be that a lot of people could be one person. It could be like Jesus, you know, left his disciples and went and sat and waited on a one woman at a well and imparted to her life and gave and quenched her thirst. And she ran and went on to tell other people, like, you know, I met a man who told me everything ever I did. Is this not the Christ? She became an evangelist, as it were, from that point. So that one person that God may send you to, he's still going to trust you to give them good counsel, a safe counsel, you know, the wisdom of God flowing from you. But it comes from a vessel that is already being yielded to the Lord. Jesus had to yield himself to the wisdom and the way of God. And so that's why he would tell us so boldly and unashamedly and unapologetically, I only say what I hear the Father say, and I only do what I hear the Father do. I want some trusted leaders and advisors just like that. Hi, Brian. And I just want to be a part of encouraging you and teaching you and training you the things that I've learned over these 30 years. Not a novice anymore. I'm still learning, but I have something to impart to you. And if you want to know more about the trusted advisors, you know, please message me on Facebook. I'd be happy to tell you more about how to become a part of that class, or you may feel so endowed that you may want to become one of our guest speakers or what have you. But I'm committed to train that 120. How about that? Also, for a treat, you know, these trusted advisors will become certified, but for a treat for you, for the next probably 10 times that I'm on Inspirational Network, Love Your Making, I'm going to share with you some glimpses of what we're teaching in trusted advisors and biblical principles about leadership, about intent, intensity, and integrity, about love and increase and truth. Want to hear about it? Let me know. Listen, it's been amazing. I'm going to have to release you. It is just about that time. But I want you to join me not next Thursday, but the Thursday after that at the 5 o'clock hour here in Central Texas, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those of you who are all over the world, particularly in Africa, you know what your times are. But thank you so much for suffering me to come in and be a part of your life for this 25 minutes. And if you kind of not robbery, continue to pray for me. As a leader, continue to pray for me. For those who support me in leadership, I have one of my greatest supporters on the line now. I know she's going to get me for this, but the Bible says give honor where honor is due. My dear sister Brenda, she's white as all get out, but I tell her all the time, ain't nothing white about her, but she's been a great support and helped me in my new surroundings and place here in Texas. God is doing a great work, and the Flower Acres Baptist Church, the pastors Johnny and Freedom Murphy, they've been a blessing, helping me to Fedora's where I live now, and all the other ones that are on that have been supportive. You know, Reverend Deacon Doug's been amazing, all that kind of thing. So if you sent me finances, if you prayed for me, if you thought of me, if you loved on me in any kind of way, I just want to say thank you now. And tune in again not next Thursday, but the Thursday after. I'm on every other week here at this time on Joseph Inspiration Network. Let's pray out. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are so awesome, and we love you. We love you so much, and we know you love us more. Help us to live and move and have our being in you. Help us to walk in intent, intensity, and integrity. Help us to become trusted advisors. Help us to love you more, love ourselves more, and love others. Help us to walk in the spirit of love and the spirit of increase and the spirit of truth. We can't do it without you, Father, and so we thank you in advance. And it's in your Son Jesus' name that we praise and we pray. Love you much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hi, hello, hello. This is Benita Doris Ziegler with Create Your Own You. So glad to be with you tonight on the air. I hope everybody had a pleasant day, a pleasant week. And I know I was on a couple weeks ago, so I'm excited to get back. Today I am going to talk about home-based business and creating part-time income and learning how to do that. Now, I love the arena of home-based business, because when you have a home-based business, you really don't have any more expenses than what you actually have that you have now. You have your light bills, your gas bills, your mortgage or your rent, your cable bill, your internet bill, your phone bills. So everything that you need is actually at your home, where you don't have to go out and purchase a building or rent a building. And then you have that additional cost of the extra gas bill, the extra rent, the extra light. And so I love talking about creating some part-time income from home, because creating it from home, it gives you that comfortability and that reassurance that you're not going to get too overwhelmed and too stressed out in regards to having an extra bill to pay if you were to go out and rent a building. So if you think about it, if you were to go out to rent a building to create your to create a business, you would have to think about it like this. You would have to go search and find a great location. You would have to go out and buy a couple of desks, a couple of chairs. You have to get a couple of printers and maybe computers. You may have to find one employee for times that you're not there. If you maybe have to still work in your other job. And if you would live someplace where it snows, in the wintertime, you're going to have to find somebody to do snow removal, depending on what the property that you went out to rent. So with saying that, that is a lot of extra stress that you don't need when you could just create your business from the comfort of your own home. I mean, it's the comfort. Listen, the comfort of your own home. You know, you create your little space, whether it's in your bedroom or you have an extra bedroom. If you got a closet that you can clear out, where, you know, a lot of us have that, we have that junk closet and absolutely nothing is in that closet but a bunch of stuff that we haven't looked at or seen in probably 6 months to a year, you know, clean out that little space, make that your little tiny, your office, you know, someplace where you could be comfortable with doing your business and think about what you want to do. So with the home-based business aspect of it, well, I'm going to give you some key points on how to start your home-based business and some areas for you to think about on what you want to do for your business. So, like, for instance, I have a home-based business. I have two in my home. I'm a travel agent with Paradise Iconic Travel. So I do all of my travel reservations for my clients straight from the comfort of my own home. And I took one of my bedrooms that has a back porch off the back of it. So I get the natural sunlight during the day or even in the summertime. I get the fresh air coming in through the door, and which makes the room so comfortable. So, you know, I had just that room that I dedicated just for my office. And I didn't have to go out really to purchase absolutely nothing. I think I went to this, honestly, I went to the thrift store, one of our local thrift stores called Savers, and I purchased a desk for $25 with all these little compartments in it. It was, I mean, when I seen it, I had to get it because it was only $25. And if I was to see this particular desk at probably a retail store, this desk might have cost me $100 or more, because that's the quality of the desk. And for $25, I picked it up at a thrift store. My desk chair, again, it was a house, honestly, a house burnt down around the corner, and they were just throwing stuff out. So it was a beautiful business chair that was out for trash. And the guy, before he threw it out, I was riding past, and he was just taking it out the house. And I was asking him, like, what are you about to do with that chair? I said, that's a really good chair. He said, well, we're cleaning out the house. He said, why? Would you like the chair? It's really good, and I don't want to throw it away. I said, sure. Bring that. I said, is there any way you could bring that around the corner to my house? Man brought the chair over to my house. So if you think about it, the stuff that you need from your home, you probably already have to create your office and make it a very, very comfortable space for you, as I did for me. Now, I am in the process of remodeling my office just to change some colors up, because I've had the same colors for some while. But, you know, do it the way you want it to look. Make it feel comfortable. Make it feel homey. Make your office, when you walk in there, you can really sit and think about how you want your business to run from home. So what I'm going to say is that if you are interested in a home-based business and doing something part-time, because a lot of us still have to have our day jobs. You know, that's first and foremost. We can't just go and open up a brick and mortar business. We have to keep our day job or the job that's paying our bills, cover all of our expenses. So when you start thinking about doing the part time, you can figure out, okay, if I get home in the evening time, if I get home, a lot of times when I come home from work at about 3-4 o'clock, I like to take about maybe 30 minutes to an hour just to relax and not think about anything before I go into working on anything for my business. You know, as I came home today, I had two travel requests, and I asked one for, you know, I seen the travel request, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to, you know, relax, you know, in between work and then coming to the house, because you need that little relaxation time. You don't never want to jump in leaving work and then going right home to start your part-time business. I mean, you can, but you want to take a little break in between. So you want to schedule your time out on when you are going to start your evening, you know, your business at home, from home, in the time, you know, set out a time. You may want to just do it 1 to 2 hours a night, or maybe 3 hours a night, depending on if you have a family. If you have children at home, yeah, it's going to be a little bit harder. If you have, you know, if you're married, your spouse, you got kids, you got to do dinner, you have to do laundry, clean, whatever it may be, you're going to have to wait until everybody settled down for you to actually go and start working on your business. So here's a few things that I think that you should do. If you have no idea on what you want to do, what I did for myself is, you know, I sat down and I listed a few things that I'm good at. So what I write, get a piece of paper out and just write down maybe 10 to 15 things that you are good at. So, for example, you probably are a good communicator. You probably are a great singer. You're someone who can give out advice, and everybody always calling you for advice on whatever the situation is. You are probably very crafty. You know, write these things down that you know you can do. You know, if you're a boss at work, you know, that's a leadership role. You can say, I'm a great leader. I show great leadership. So in this, a lot of these can you could take them and you could turn these into part-time income, part-time business. And it will be something that you're already good at and that you can become great at. And it's not something that you have to take out a lot of time to figure out what you need to do. Now, I was talking to, I had seen a friend post yesterday on Facebook, oh, I need to go find a part-time job because I need extra money. So I put in there, I was like, well, why don't you start a home-based business? Now, this is the answer I always get back. I don't have money for that. If you really think about a home-based business, you don't really need that much money to get started. You probably need maybe $100 possibly to get started in your home-based business, honestly, because I've done a few like that. And so I'm going to give you, so after you write down all of the stuff that you're good at, I would say break it down to your top five. If they're from your top five, I would break it down to your one or two that you would be interested in doing and turning into a business. Now, once you figure out the one or two that you want to turn into a business, now you have to think about which one out of those two that you really, really, really want to do and that you're going to enjoy doing. So let's just say that you are someone who knows how to make picture frames. Okay, so if you're someone who knows how to make picture frames and you do this as a hobby and you just, you know, give it away for birthday presents, Christmas presents, you give them away for holidays, and you never really charge anybody for that. Just think about how much money you just spent right there and gave it away. Now, it's nice to give things away. It is. But when it's something that you love to do, let's transform that into generating income, okay? Let's make that be your income that comes into the house that can help possibly help fund your child to go to college. Your child may need braces. You know, braces nowadays is expensive. You know, that could fund the braces and the dental bill for that. Your child or your husband may want to go on a family vacation. You take that money and you just start putting it into a separate account and you start using that money for the things that you would like to do. And plus reinvest it back in yourself to grow your business. So if you are someone, let's say you do like make picture frames, how many ways do you think you can make a picture frame? You may be just used to making that picture frame out of wood and you're staining it, or you're painting the picture frame and you're, you know, throw a little picture in there and you give it away for a holiday or something like that. Now let's think about it. If you only do it making out of wood, don't you think you probably can make a picture frame out of some other material, possibly such as glass? You can make picture frames out of glass. I've seen people go to the beach and they actually collect glass or glass bottles from the sand and they melt it down and they create these gorgeous picture frames or they create these gorgeous ornaments to hang on Christmas trees. And another way you could do picture frames is really inexpensive is cardboard. I've seen cardboard picture frames, and you would not know that it's a cardboard picture frame after the person was finished with it. You can create wire picture frames, metal picture frames. You could dazzle the picture frame with crystals. So those are all the different ways, and probably there's, I'm pretty sure there's tons more ways to make a picture frame. So now you got to think about, okay, I'm so used to making it out of wood. Now I have to learn on what I need to do to make it out of materials. And once you figure that out on how you're going to make, you know, how you're going to make your new picture frames, because everybody's so used to you making it out of wood, what you should do next is post that on Facebook. Actually, no, don't even post it on Facebook. What you want to post on Facebook or your social media account is that you want to post, I am so happy and excited, I'm turning my hobby into a cash-generating machine. And you want to do this with excitement. You want to put some little happy faces in there. You want to put some little the picture where you got the horns blowing out. Like, you want to make this post exciting so that when people look at the post, they're going to be, oh, what is she doing? What is he doing? What hobby is that person make, you know, turn into a cash-generating machine? You know, and people are going to start to wonder. And what's going to end up happening is people are going to start commenting. So what are you doing? When are you going to let us know? what's the new business? This sounds so exciting. And then you just feed back off of those comments. And after you get so many of those comments, what you want to do is already have a picture frame made and post that picture frame onto your social media account. Oh, this is great right here, okay? Because now people are going to be like, oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that's pretty. You know, how can I get one? You just started your home-based business using social media, and it didn't cost you really no money. And so for making a picture frame, that's how much it costs. I know personally, I do a lot of wine glasses, and I glitter them out, and or I do them for weddings, and I put these cute little wedding skirts on them, and I do the grooms in like a little suit off the glasses. I'm going to have to post some of those on my Facebook page so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about, because they come out really fabulous. But I am one that is, a lot of times I do that just for weddings, because that's my gift to the bride and groom, and I do give my glasses out for free. But honestly, that's technically another generating revenue that I can use if I chose to make more income. So once people are responding to your social media, you think about it and say, okay, I got 10 people that possibly say they want to, you know, have a picture frame. And do a couple of different picture frames. If you did one with some glitter on it, with some crystal on it, if you made a wire picture frame, just experimenting, to put a couple of up there so people could see the different styles that you can make a picture frame in. And then you're going to start getting people, like I said, getting interested in, oh, that would be great. I need that for my cousin's anniversary coming up. How much you're going to charge? Now think about it. Do not give this stuff away. So if somebody asks you how much you're going to charge, don't say $5. It probably cost you $5 to make it. So believe in one thing about it. You have to believe in your product, and you have to believe that your product is going to sell. If you have any self-doubt or any negativity, it's going to prolong you from, one, making the picture frames, and two, it's going to stop you from posting it on your social media account or even showing it to a family member, because you haven't got that belief in yourself yet, I can make money from. So I should have probably said that at first. You have to have that belief that your business is going to skyrocket. You have to have that belief that your business is going to, say, make an extra $500 a month. You have to have that belief that this picture frame is the best picture frame in the world. You know, you have to make yourself believe that. And you may have to say that to yourself daily. I believe in me. I believe in this product. I believe that I can sell this many per week or per month. And once you start believing in yourself and you start to say, okay, let me just spontaneously do this. Don't even think about what nobody else is going to say, because you're going to have some naysayers. But don't think about what nobody's going to say, because you always have to just revert back to yourself. That's why I call myself Create Your Own You. So you're going to have to revert back to yourself when it comes to your business. As long as you have that belief and that faith, you are going to make it. Trust and believe me, you are going to make it. And nobody in the world can tell you you're not, okay? So don't give away your product for $5 if it costs you $5 to make. Let's look at it like this. So if your picture frame costs you $5 to make, let's say you sell it for $10 to $15. Let's just throw some lowball numbers out there. Let's use $10 for instance. So you sold it for $10, so you made a $5 profit. So let's say you had a goal of selling 20 for a week or 20 for a month. So that's 10 times 20. So that's an extra $200 that you just brought into your home to help with possibly a college education or a family trip. Now, that whole $200, you may just want to take $75 of it, possibly, depending on how much it really costs for you to make the picture frame, and reinvest that back into your business. And keep repeating that cycle over and over and over and over again. And I guarantee you, as long as you have that belief that you can do this, that $200 is going to turn into $400. That $400 is going to turn into $600, $800, $1,000, $5,000 a month. And you just started this from home, from your own home that you started this business. And no extra overhead, no extra light bills, no extra gas bills, no extra rent. All you did was start this business from your house to generate this extra income. Oh, when I tell you when you start doing this, you're going to be amazed at how much income you're going to make. When you sell your first item, you're going to be like, oh, gosh, this is it. Let me make about 10 more so I can post these on Facebook or your other social media page, Facebook, whatever social media page you have. And you're going to be like, oh, I got 10 orders. I got 10 more orders. You may get to the point where you have so many orders that you might have to hire a part-time child. That means one of your kids that live in your house is going to have to learn the business too. And also with that, your child can be a write-off, and that's another thing with home-based businesses. So I'm going to speak on a U.S. term. I know this is worldwide, but I'm going to speak on a U.S. term. You have over 400 tax credits from having a business in your house, and having a child as an employee of yours is one of them. And it shows, and they can make, I forgot what the particular number is, but I'm just going to throw an example. They can probably let's say they can make $5,000 for the year before you have to actually start doing taxes on them. So they can make a certain amount of money. You have to check with your tax advisor and your accountant to see what that number is that your child can make a year before you have to even actually start charging taxes on the money that the child is making from home. So the thing is, you want to make sure that when you're creating your product that you are very comfortable with what you want to do. And bring in other people to help you do this. Don't do this alone, because sometimes you will get burnt out. So, you know, bring in other, you know, family members that's also creative, or bring in family members that you know that may have, or a friend or a best friend or aunt, uncle, that has business skills. And they can also show you how you want to promote your product. There's so many ways to promote your product online that is really amazing. Trust me, it's really amazing. And with social media today, businesses right now, especially the home-based business industry, is skyrocketing. Because if you really look at it right now, a lot of the stores are closing down. Macy's out here is closing down in some of our malls. Penny's is closing down. Sears is already gone. Payless Shoe Store, I just went in there the other day, they have a going out of business sale. So what's happening is that the internet shopping is taking over. It is taking over, ladies and gentlemen. So everyone is going to want to be shopping on the internet. Eventually, I don't think there's going to be any malls probably in the next 10 years or so. They may not be a mall for you to even go to. So the only thing you're going to have to do is shop online. So if you think about it, if you get in the game now and get your product out there and get you, you know, eventually after you get your product and you get a good, decent amount of income coming in, create your website and post all your product online, your picture frames online. So now that people can just go online and purchase your picture frames and it runs automatically. That's called automation. Your business is running while you are sleeping, and that's a whole nother topic for your business to run while you're sleeping. So everybody wants to get to that point of generating income while they're sleeping. And the other thing about a home-based business is that when you do start generating income, your home-based business, once you go on autopilot, you can be in another country, let's say, and your business is still running. You can be on a beach somewhere and your business is still running because you already have your product all lined up, and you can have someone here at your home just shipping stuff out. And that's one thing about it. You want to have a business that is generating money where you're not just stuck in your house all day long. You want to make sure you're able to get out. You want to make sure that you're still able to visit friends and family. You don't want to become a slave to your part-time home-based business. That's what you really don't want to do. You want to make sure it's fun. You want to make sure you have time to enjoy life. And that's what I, one of my travel quotes with my Paradise Iconic Travel, you know, it's time to relax and enjoy life. That's my slogan. It's time to relax and enjoy life. Because a lot of us tend to forget about enjoying life. We're just living life. But at the same time, you need to enjoy your life on a daily basis. And, you know, like that old saying goes, you only live once. I don't believe that. My thing is, you only die once, but you live every day. You live every day. So being that you live every day, you must be the best you in whatever you decide to do, whether it's whether it's a home-based business or whether it's another endeavor that you've always wanted to do. Just always be the best you can do and live your life on a daily basis. Not just come home from work and just, you know, go to sleep and go to work again the next day. Go to sleep, go to work again the next day. Enjoy your life. Find things that's going to keep you entertained daily and have fun. This life is beautiful. It's exciting. It's fun. There's nothing wrong with life. You know, I enjoy mine every day. I just celebrated a birthday on Tuesday, and I have this thing that you have to be out. You have to enjoy your birthday every year. You know, some people say, "Well, I don't celebrate my birthday every year. I don't, you know, that's just something I don't do." But for me, it's a celebration that I made it another year, and I get to my next birthday too, God willing. Nothing's happening. So this is Benita DeReese on Create Your Own You. You can contact me on Facebook, Benita, V-E-N-I-T-A, DeReese, D-U-R-I-C-E, or you can email me at createyourown1life@gmail.com. That's createyourown1life@gmail.com. Again, this is Benita with Create Your Own You. Become the person you are destined to be. Good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, and welcome to The Living Room. I'm your host, Juliette Davis, and it's great to be with you today. The Living Room is the place. It's the intersection where life experiences and inspiration meet. See, I believe that our lives are full of teachable moments and lessons that we learn along the way, and those moments and lessons are part of our wealth. And that wealth is definitely worth sharing. So you know what to do. Pull up a chair. Let's get comfortable and join us in the living room where intimate conversations are life-changing. If you're joining us for the first time, the Living Room airs every other Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight's show is really, really special because I have someone with us tonight that's going to help us to see beyond our outward appearance. Our theme tonight is loving the skin you're in. And I know that the ladies that are listening around the world can identify with that because we spend quite a bit of time looking in the mirror and critiquing what we see. But we want you tonight to take another angle or another approach at what you see in the mirror. My guest tonight is Holly Bird Miller, and she is an award-winning professional makeup artist. She has over 20 years of experience in the industry. She's the CEO of Makeup by Holly, Holly Beauty Partners, and she's done freelance work with international companies, including Giorgio, Armani, Chanel. I mean, this young lady has really gotten quite a bit of experience and expertise under her belt, and I couldn't think of anybody better to talk to about this issue of loving the skin you're in. Welcome to the living room, Holly.
Thank you so much, Juliet. It's an honor to be here. I truly am excited to talk with you and to have this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so glad your schedule permitted you to be on the show tonight. We've got a lot of ground to cover. So let's get started. I wanted to first ask you a question. And the question is, I remember a quote several years ago that it's really stayed with me. And the quote is that real beauty is an inside job. Can you comment on that? Does that ring true with you?
Oh, it absolutely does. I believe that at my core. I mean, that's pretty much the foundation that I've built my entire business on. And that's the way in which I live my life. I know, and I tell my clients as well as myself, I mean, it's a constant reminder that our beauty comes from the inside and it radiates outward. And so that's my message that I want to continue to share to the world and to my clients to just remind us of that. I mean, we live in this world where there's so much influence, especially with social media and on the covers of magazines where beauty is just constantly, we're overwhelmed with it, we're just bombarded with it. But I tell my clients, and again, my circle, and even myself, that, you know, the beauty, the real beauty comes from the inside out. And so I am so honored to be able to have this intimate conversation with you. It is one that's absolutely necessary.
Well, I just want the ladies that are tuning in particular to just give yourself an opportunity to really take in what we're sharing tonight, because this is the stuff that will really help you to stop being so hard on yourself, because that's one of the things that I found being in women's ministry for a number of years. And as we talk and we kind of peel off those layers, I find that a lot of women are challenged with the way that they look. And you mentioned social media. That's critical, because what happens is we see the lives that people are living and we begin to compare ourselves to those people that we see in our news feed. And that's really a bad habit, because I have also learned over the years that comparison is the thing that will rob you of your authenticity. And so talk to me about that. What is it about how we as women tend to compare ourselves to others?
Oh, my goodness. I see it all the time, and it really breaks my heart. So oftentimes when I sit with my clients and I ask them, you know, what's the makeup look that they aspire to, you know, within 5 minutes of meeting them, they start talking about the things they don't like about themselves. They start just picking themselves apart. And it just breaks my heart because I don't see that. I see the beauty in everybody. And so I'm oftentimes picking out, you know, something that I love and it, their eyes, their hair, their something, because I see the beauty in everybody. But it just saddens me that they don't see it in themselves. And so, I mean, it's just very heart wrenching to see that. And oftentimes they'll start comparing themselves or they'll say, well, I want to look like this celebrity, or can you make me look like this celebrity? Or they'll even say, well, can I look? And they'll even say things like, well, can I look like you? And I'm like, no, I'm going to make you look better than me. You're going to look like the best version of yourself. And so whether I'm working with them for 5 minutes or an hour, during that entire process, I'm just reminding them of how beautiful they are, you know, and to find that beauty within themselves and just reinforcing that message. Because I know, again, you know, society is tough. It's hard. And like you said, we're comparing ourselves to, who appears to be the hottest on Instagram or on any social media channel or on a magazine or in a movie, but those people spend hours getting hair and makeup done They have a full-on glam squad. They don't wake up looking like that. They really don't.
I woke up like this.
If only that were true. Yeah. All of us are not Beyonce. All of us are not Beyonce.
Right. Well, I have heard that it is important to know, let me say it this way, it's important to know that we see through our eyes, but with our mind. So our eyes actually convey the image, but it's our mind that interprets that image. And so what happens is if your mind says that you don't look playing many of the critical things that have been spoken over you, or the things that you've even said about yourself, then that's what is shaping your image. You know, I know that when people are dealing with anorexia, eating disorders, and they look in the mirror, and although they may be, skin and bones, but in their mind, they see themselves as being fat. And that's the mind is what's interpreting the image. The eye is just relaying or feeding that image to the mind. So we've got to get our minds renewed about who we are and the real essence of our beauty. And here's another important point, very important point. Who does God say you are? How does God see you? He says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And yet we discount that and we take on the imagery that somebody else says is the image that we want to portray, or this is the new look, or what have you. And we totally forget the one who made and created us is the one who determines our true value. And he says that he loves us with an everlasting love.
Amen. 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 And thank God he does. I mean, God wants us to be an original, and he wants us to be authentic, you know, and he wants us to be our true selves and love ourselves for who he created us to be and not imposters. I mean, we have a lot of people who are stuck in this imposter syndrome where it's like, who, you know, they don't know who they are. They're trying to figure it out and they're comparing themselves to those people around them. And like I said, you know, whether it's social media or whether it's a magazine or whatever, just constantly comparing themselves to others, whoever they think is the hottest thing at the time, and they lose themselves. And I honestly have to tell you, Juliet, at one time I struggled with that as well. When I was growing up, I was a chubby kid, and I was, and my nickname was even Porky. And that's something that stuck with me for a very, very, very long time, well into my young adulthood, where I saw myself as just fat. Even though the scales didn't say that, you know, I just always saw myself as that fat little kid, no matter what size I was. And so I realized that people have real issues, like when we constantly replay those negative thoughts through our, you know, in our minds, they become real and they become larger than life and they kind of take on a form and a shape all their own. And so I realized that how, you know, that can be a challenge to overcome those challenges and that negativity and that low self-esteem and that lack of confidence. But I always say that, you know, the low self-esteem and the lack of confidence, it doesn't come from how we look. It comes from how we feel. So
yes,
again,
we're
replaying those things in our mind, or even if someone, maybe one person said something to us years ago, we're still replaying that over in our mind, and it has just taken on a shape and a form all its own, and we almost wear it like, I don't know, like a scarlet letter on our chest or something. We just kind of wear that around our neck, you know, and it just weighs on us. And God doesn't want that for us. I mean, again, He made us beautiful and we're wonderfully made, and He made us He didn't design us to be, you know, to have low self-esteem and to walk around with looking defeated and to have self-doubt and to talk down on ourselves and talk down on others. I mean, He wants us to be beautiful and confident and bold and, you know, in everything that we do and in how we look. And so that's just the message that I just continuously try to spread throughout, you know, my clients and throughout my community and my circle. I'm like, we're just going to, you know, continue to walk in our greatness, and not in a conceited way, but just in a confident way.
Right.
Yeah, just in a confident way, because that's how God designed us. That's how He wants us to be.
Well, I often tell people, don't try to be anyone other than yourself, because everyone else is taken.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're attempting to be someone else, that person's already taken. Be the best you that you can be. Be authentic. Be original. And I think that's how we pay God the highest compliment. You know, we say to Him that what you made is beautiful when we embrace, you know, who we are, and we're not often pursuing that quest of trying to be like somebody else. I want to hear a little bit, Holly, about how you started in this industry. What was it that prompted you to choose this as a pathway?
Sure. So I have 20 years in the corporate world. So I have, you know, a lot of sales, marketing, and business development experience, and I've just kind of, you know, always tried to find that thing that just made me feel good. Like, I just had that earning and that yearning inside of me that just made me feel good. And so when I decided to become a makeup artist, that's what it was for me. It wasn't like a job. It's not about a paycheck. It's not about a transactional experience. It's more about a transformational experience. And so I found with working with my clients, I was fueled. I was so rewarded in helping them to, like, not only make them look like the best version of themselves, but also to make them feel like the best version of themselves.
Right.
I truly know. I know that's my passion. I know that that's what God has designed me to do. And my clients can see it too, because when I'm doing makeup, I'm like a kid. I'm like super giddy and I'm smiling and I'm constantly telling them, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And they're like, you really enjoy what you're doing, don't you? And I do. I truly know that this is my passion and this is my purpose and this is in some way, my ministry to the world, to just help them to continue to be beautiful, bold, confident, and empowered.
Wow. Now, you know, last week, our very first show, we talked about the power of purpose with Apostle Karen Registravini. And in that discussion, we said that when you're in that discovery period and you don't quite know what your purpose is, begin to think about those things that you're passionate about, those things that give you great joy. And if you never got paid for doing those things, you would do them anyway because you enjoy them just that much. What I just heard from you is absolutely the classic example of somebody who is in their purpose. Because that joy that you get helping those individuals become their best selves and seeing themselves from the viewpoint of encouragement and empowerment and not that critical place that maybe they have been in, that's exactly what you were wired to do. I can hear that even in your voice.
Thank you. And again, I know it. I mean, I allow God to just kind of use me, and this is the way in which He is doing that. And I know that because there are opportunities that I'm being granted that I'm not even going after. And that's not me being boastful at all. That's me giving God all the praise and all the glory and the honor because he is just paving the way. It's not to say that I don't work my butt off, because I do. I'm up until 2 and 3 in the morning most nights, but I love it. I love it. I really, truly love it and know that I'm making a difference, and this is what I was designed to do. So I'm so happy I found purpose, and I just hope everyone can find their purpose in life, because once you do, it's a beautiful thing. It's a blissful place to be. And I have a quote, my husband and I have a quote that we often reference. It's by Gandhi, and it says, the greatest way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And so that is what I am doing when I'm doing my makeup. Again, it's not about a transaction. It's more about a transformation.
A transformation. So let's talk about some of those opportunities that God has granted you. I know you and I talked a little bit earlier about a wonderful opportunity that you have been given to go to Tokyo. Tell us about that.
I'm still pinching myself, to be honest with you. I can't believe that happened. Just nothing but God. I have to give him all the glory and the honor for that. So I was asked to speak. Public speaking is something that I really enjoy doing. I didn't enjoy it before when I would do it on a corporate level, because I always felt like, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want anybody judging me. I don't want to say something incorrect, or, you know, there's always that fear when you're public speaking. But when I speak on this platform, under Makeup by Holly, and I'm speaking at empowerment conferences and seminars, I just let God lead me, because, again, I know this is what he designed me to do. So those fears all go away. And I just allow him to use me, and I realize that it is not about me. It is all about him and giving him the glory. And so he gives me the words I need to say and to do. And so public speaking is something I want to continue to do more of. And this opportunity came to me just about a week ago. So it's a very new opportunity.
Wow.
Where I was asked to speak. Yeah. So it's very new. But I was asked to speak at an international women's conference. And I'm just honored to be able to do that, throughout the country and now internationally. So it's truly a blessing.
Wow. And so now, one of the things that we didn't mention that I think our listeners definitely should know is that your services are mobile. So if someone needs to have their makeup done for a special event or something of that nature, you know, that's part of what your team does. So while we're talking about that, tell us about your team.
Yes, I could not do half of what I do without them. I honestly am so blessed, because I have surrounded myself with 18 of some of the absolutely most talented beauty professionals in the industry. So I have hairstylists, licensed hairstylists who I'm really blessed to work with, certified and professional makeup artists, as well as personal stylists throughout Maryland, Virginia, D.C. I'm really excited because we're expanding into North Carolina, Raleigh specifically, and we're going into Houston, and and who knows where the international opportunities will lie once we do this retreat in September. So I'm really, really blessed to be able to grow Makeup by Holly Beauty Partners throughout the country and just bring a little bit more beauty to the world and a little bit more confidence, which is what I aspire to do.
Right. Well, I am thinking about how you endeavor to make people feel special. It's almost like reinvesting in them the value that they already have, but just literally showing them how precious and valuable they are. And so I know that, having had my makeup done by you, I know how special you feel, you know, that it is really not about covering up, masking or any of that. It's really about bringing out that natural beauty that a person already has and just accenting it, versus, you know, plastering on layers of makeup so that they don't even know who they are when the person is done.
That's correct. That is not that's not something that I specialize in. I mean, there are times for that, but, you know, our clients love the fact that we make them look natural. They look like, you know, a real person, whether you see them in an image or you see them in real life. They're not wearing heavy caked on makeup. And it's just really just reinforcing that they are beautiful from the inside out. And, you know, just the little makeup strategically placed here and there. And when we're working with them, we also provide them with the education they need so that they can replicate it at home. So hopefully as they're replicating those makeup looks at home, they also are remembering the conversations we're having with them. And again, just reinforcing that message that they are beautiful, bold, confident, and they are empowered. So that's what we all aim to continue to do.
So if you're just tuning in, welcome to the Living Room. I'm Juliette Davis, your host, and I'm talking with Holly Bird Miller, and she's talking with us about our theme for tonight, which is loving the skin you're in. And I want to talk a little bit, Holly, for the time that we have remaining, about how you begin to encourage women who may feel as though, you know, that's for somebody else. I don't have to spend that much time on myself, or it's not important for me, you know, to do all of that, or here we go, or it doesn't take all of that. What would you say to those women tonight?
Sure, and I agree that it doesn't take a lot of makeup to make them look like the best version of themselves. Again, it's just makeup. It's makeup that's strategically placed.
And so when you have women like many of us who wear multiple hats, you know, we're mom, we're entrepreneurs, we're wives, we're friends, and you know, we spend most of our day switching those hats and trying to keep up with everything that is on our plate, how does that woman begin to maybe carry around a little touch-up kit of some sort that'll help them to remain fresh in a fresh face, even though they are going into these different places and their days are very long and very busy?
Sure, yeah, I understand. Time is of the essence, especially for busy women, like you said, who have kids and work and, you know, the Renaissance woman that we all seem to be these days. So just a little powder, sometimes just a little foundation powder, and you can keep a little compact in your purse that you can just use to help to even out the skin tone, or if you start to get a little shiny throughout the day, just apply, strategically place that powder where you need it. And just a little pop of color on the lips just to add a little bit more color to the face. And sometimes that's really all you need. Now, again, if you need just a little more, you know, a little concealer, you can just kind of touch up. They have little concealers. I know one in particular, Yves Saint Laurent has it's called Touche Clot. And it's just like almost like an ink pen. And you just swipe it.
Oh, wow.
Take a couple. Yeah, it's really great. A couple of swipes under your eyes and pat with your ring finger about maybe 4 or 5 times. And it really goes, it absorbs into the skin really beautifully. And it looks like skin. It doesn't look heavy. And it's really quick and easy. I mean, if they have 5 minutes, everything I just described can be applied in about 5 minutes. So they don't need a lot of makeup at all. And then when they look in that rear view mirror, when they're driving kids to school or soccer practice or whatever, and they have all of, you know, have done those few things I just mentioned, maybe they just might smile a little bit more because they think, all right, you look a little less tired today. You still got it going on, you know, and that's what it's all about, just being confident in who you are. No matter what you look like on the outside, own it. Be comfortable. Be bold. You know, just be flawless and own who you are. Don't try to be a copycat, an imposter, keeping up with everybody else. Be authentic and be true to who you are and love the skin that you are in, because God made us all beautiful.
Well, that is a wonderful wrap-up to today's discussion. I know that the ladies and even the gentlemen that are listening now around the world have gotten a real boost of encouragement, just because I think we all need to hear that, you know, it's okay to be who you are, and that's what we're saying. Love the skin that you're in. Holly, how can people follow you on social media or internet? Well, how can they keep up with all of these great things that you're doing in the industry?
So they can find us online at Makeup by Holly B, like the letter B as in boy.com. So that's our website.
We're all over social media, so they can find us by Makeup by Holly, and Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y. They can also follow us by looking up Makeup by Holly Beauty Partners. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it. We are all over the place.
I love it. Well, I am so glad that you had a chance to join me tonight in the living room. And to all of you who are listening, thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to follow up with me, I am also on social media. You can find me on Facebook under Juliette, J-U-L-I-E-T-T-E, Davis. I'm on Instagram and Twitter using the name True_Journey. You can also email me at destinyempower@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. How did tonight's show impact you? Anything else that you want to share about our theme for tonight, loving the skin you're in, I definitely want to hear from you. But thanks so much for tuning in. Our next show will be Thursday, March the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please set your alarm and listen. This time we want you to invite friends to join us because, again, the living room is a comfortable place where intimate conversations are life-changing. God bless you. Have a great week, and we look forward to joining you again on Thursday, March 14th in the living room. Good night.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.